Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that school district groundskeeper Brendan's making $60,000 a year. Again, that was really interesting, too. Another young guy who loves what he does and is making a great living. On the phone with us right now is Casey, who lives in Roy. Good morning, Casey. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Fantastic, brother. I mean, even better now that you called in, because, hey, you're named after my hometown, Kansas City. Here's Casey. There you go, bud.
Perfect.
All right, man. Listen, like we always say, thanks for listening to our show. Thanks for calling in for Share Your Salary. And you are an HVAC service tech, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Man, we just had a commercial HVAC repairman and installer on who did really, really well. So I'm interested to see kind of where you're at on it, Casey, too, on the salary spectrum. Yeah, buddy. So here's what we're going to do. Let's put a minute on the clock. We're just going to ask you as many questions as we can in that amount of time. When we're done, we'll play a song, we'll gather our thoughts, we'll come back. Emily and I will guess what we think you make based on what you've told us. But like the game works, Casey, you'll share your salary here in a couple minutes. Sound good?
Sounds good.
I love it. All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. We got Casey and Roy in HVAC Service Tech. Emily, if you're ready, begin.
So are you doing more residential or commercial?
Commercial.
How long have you been doing this, Casey?
10 years.
Are you more installing or fixing?
I am both. I am installing and fixing.
Have you ever heard the salary of someone who does what you do? Somebody else who, you know, exact same thing?
Yes.
Do you work a lot of overtime?
No.
What were you doing before you got into this line of work, Casey?
Just basic construction.
Do you drive your work van home?
Yes.
How big is the company that you work for?
We are pretty big. We've been around since 1896.
Oh!
Do you have central AC at your house?
Yes.
Did you know that Seattle is the least air-conditioned city in America?
Yes.
So when you say HVAC, are you working on heaters as well?
I'm working on, well, it's all commercial, so I'm pretty much doing so like any type of buildings, like VAVs, rooftop units,
you know,
and all that type
of
stuff.
The VAVs? Working on the VAVs. Hey, what's your go-to lunch, Casey, on the road?
Actually, I'd never eat lunch.
There it is. Gosh, I want to find out about that lunch thing. We might have an intermittent faster on our hands. That could change everything. Okay. You know how this works. Share Your Salary is interactive. We love to hear what you think. So text your guest to 46150. What do you think Casey and Roy is pulling in as an HVAC service tech, 10 years in the game? Text it. You got the number. Put your name and where you live on that text. I'll use it as my guest, by the way, so I do appreciate the insight. And if you can hang out for 3 minutes, Casey's going to share that salary right after the song.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Casey. He lives in Roy. Before we play the game and he shares his salary as an HVAC service tech, Emily, let's break down what we just learned about Casey.
He's doing commercial with 10 years experience. Before that, he was in construction. He has central AC at his house. He gets to drive the work truck home, and he is installing and fixing.
Okay, hold on. I'm stalling because I'm going to seattlewolf.com.
Oh, you got the text.
I'm going to pick my text, but I really want to go to the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. There's a Share Your Salary feature, and within that is the salary spectrum, and that is where you will find the salaries of those who have come before our good friend Casey. But the way this is, it's almost impossible to find the exact salary you're looking for. It goes by money. Dang you, Emily. Will you get some order to this thing?
I know how to. I know a secret, but I'm not going to tell you until we're done.
Oh, you little. Well, listen. I've won a couple in a row here, Casey. She's doing whatever she's got to do here to win. It's competitive. I know the last guy was doing really well. I want to say I think it was $175,000, but I could be wrong. So I'll use a text. pretty close, 150,000. I want to thank Melissa in Tacoma for sending that in. I think that's right. Emily, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the share your salary page, hit control F,
what
type an electrician,
or
HVAC, and that comes up. So,
stinker.
I'm going to go 120.
120. Okay, so I was clearly off with the memory. That's fine. Whatever, Emily. Cheat with your little internet tricks.
Could be, I don't know.
All right. So you're at 120. I'm at 150. I think we're both in the ballpark. That's the good news. But none of that really matters, Casey. Let's go ahead and find out how much you make as an HVAC service tech. 10 years in the game. It's time to share your salary. What does it happen?
It is $120,000.
Ah, there you go. All right. Wow. I tell you what, it's been a big week for the cowbell. We'll go months without using it. It's 3 days in a row. So, Casey, that's phenomenal, man. And I've been asking all these people the same question this week. How old are you?
I am 38.
38. God, you sound a little bit older. But again, this is a lot of guys working in the trades who are making a ton of money. And do you enjoy it as much as the last guy we had on?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love it.
Is this your end game or do you hope to get like promoted to the office?
Well, I'm hoping to get, you know, there's always that hope to keep working up the ladder, but I want to stay with the company I'm with and in this field. So this is my end game.
Hey, listen, if you ever get to work one day and there's a list of jobs available for the day and it says 800 Fifth Avenue, will you please come do that job? Because that's the building that we are in downtown Seattle and we'd love to meet you.
Yeah, definitely.
And Matt is known for breaking our AC, so they had
one
to put
time.
A lock box on it.
You do it one time.
Two. No,
I blame Deanna Lee, really. All right, so, yeah, they say don't turn it down past a certain temperature or the whole thing will bust. And you know what? They're right. That actually does happen.
It does.
I like it cold. Casey, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, you like it cold. Others like it hot. It's just that you never find that happy medium.
No, especially when you have a male and a female working together because the female's always cold and the male is always hot. That's just the way that it works. But, hey, you said you never eat lunch. What's the story there?
I've never been a guy to take lunch breaks. I just don't do it. I don't know why. I go all day just running on coffee and pop, and that's it.
Wow.
Do you eat breakfast?
No.
Wait, so you don't eat, you eat one meal a day?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I come home and veg out and snack all afternoon, but that's it.
Jeez. Are you skinny?
170 pounds.
Yeah, that'll do her. Yeah, I mean, it's just, that's not a lot of calories going in there. And, you know, you probably run pretty good. I think a lot of times if you eat a big lunch, you slow down. You know, your body wants to digest and take a nap.
Yeah, see, I don't have to worry about that. I just continue to go and get home.
Think of the money you save, too, on this whole program. Listen, Casey, we're off track here. Congratulations on making $120,000 a year as an HVAC service tech. And listen, from somebody who likes it cold when I'm at work so I can stay awake, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Glad to help.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.